people had their produce and their preserves and canned meats and fruits and vegetables, and then they had flower arrangements, and it was like a judged fair, kind of like a state fair, but, you know, smaller scale. And so we had that news article about that and photos from the fair itself taken by Mary Allen. And then we also had some photos from the Hildebrand. They had a fur farm down in Beecher's Pass, and they also had a garden on an island, this like huge garden. So this woman in this photo, that's Pearl Hildebrand and her husband, Gregory, and that was her daughter, Jewel, and then she had another daughter, Geraldine. Geraldine then later married, and she's known as Jerry Frank. So she's a pretty well-known woman. I think one of like the first female captains in Southeast, maybe. She was an amazing woman. Anyways, this is her family, and they came up in the like, 1910s, 19-teens, and had a fur farm and this huge garden. And so these are all from Beecher's Pass, on Pearl Island in Beecher's Pass. And so that's Pearl Hildebrand. This is a rows of carrots, and here's Pearl with these enormous cabbages and apple trees. And these aren't like little, you know, crab apples we have all over the island, but these are like actual apples. And so we have some photos here of using seaweed for fertilizer.
Oh my gosh, that photo. Yeah. I wouldn't even guess what it was, but the little title says Pea Patch on Pearl Island in the late 1920s. Mm-hmm. There's a man standing there, and the plants behind him, I mean, they're way taller than his head, and it looks like a forest of peas.
Yeah. It's, and Pearl holding that, that's a rhubarb stalk with the leaf is
bigger than her.
Yeah, it covers up her most of her body. So it was just, it was really astonishing. And this photo here with potatoes being weighed, this is John Allen, and he was married to Minnie, and he's the father of Mary Allen. John and Minnie had a really amazing vegetable and flower garden.
So it runs in the family.
Yes, and I believe that Anne found some notes about Minnie and Mary Allen growing flowers, and they would use them to make floral arrangements for funerals.
Wow, so much happening locally.
Right, I know, it's really amazing. And we tried to pull some things also from our collection. Like we have, this is a neck yoke used for carrying, you know, loads of seaweed, and I'm sure it had lots of other uses. And then this is on loan from Anne Lee, and I believe that her father used this, and it is a sharpening whetstone. You know, so you'd put water in the kind of bucket area, and then you had this hand crank that would spin the stone to sharpen tools. And wow. I thought that was just kind of to fill out the exhibit.
So for people in Petersburg who say, wow, it's just too hard to garden in a rainforest, looks like people were doing it.
They were. You know, this first trial exhibit was a lot of fun, and I'm hoping that next year we can make it bigger and maybe invite the community to come and display what they're putting up for the fall and winter, and maybe if they have some really big vegetables that they want to show off to the community, they would bring and display them. And kind of thinking how we can get it, make it a little bit bigger, a little bit more involved with the community members.
So not quite a fair, but kind of fair-like where you're displaying your produce.
Yeah, fair-like. I mean, we'd even kind of thrown around the idea of wouldn't it be fun to have a judged fair? You know, we could have different prizes for people and make it into some kind of fundraiser, community event. So it's definitely been percolating in the back of Anne and I's minds, like how can we revamp this and do it again next year and make it even better?